Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, hey! How is your Wednesday? I hope you're not already awake on your Thursday, because that would totally stink. That would be really painful. If you've already gone to sleep and you're now awake on your Thursday morning, ouch. Ouch. But I'm here for you. It's still my Wednesday. I'm still in Wednesday night mode. But it's no longer the hump show. We are past the midway point of the work week, and we are cruising toward the weekend. I feel like just as much as earlier in the pandemic, even though things have started to reopen and there are parts of the country that are in phase four, there are parts of the country that are not in phase four. There are different areas where you see movement, right? And there are other areas where not as much. But let's be honest, we're not as locked down and closed up as we were going back, say, 2 months ago. So even though you have various stages of reopening around the country, and maybe theoretically with more people back to work, woo, love to hear that, hear from you guys almost every day. Someone's gone back to work and is letting me know. I will celebrate with you. It's maybe not quite as dire or as dark or maybe at times as hopeless, where we have to go one day at a time. I was using that mantra early on in the pandemic. So late March, throughout the month of April, when things were difficult, when my emotions were on a wild roller coaster ride every day. No, I never, ever feel hopeless. And that has nothing to do with circumstances. That has to do with my faith. But certainly there are times when it's dark. Certainly there are times when I wondered if we would ever come out of this. Wondered about people losing their jobs and the economy. And, of course, people getting sick. And so maybe it doesn't feel as much like we need to go one day at a time, one radio show at a time. But I will say this. When it comes to getting excited about the return of team sports, now we had MLS make its return in Orlando on Wednesday night. Woo! I'm looking forward to getting some reaction. I watched a good portion of the game between Orlando and Inter Miami. There was no home field advantage because there were no fans. It was unbelievable what you could hear. And I don't know how close the mics were allowed to the benches. I suspect there were some crowd mics that were crowd mics. Haha. I suspect there were some mics that were relatively close to the two benches, but it's not as though the coaches themselves were mic'd up. But because the field, the stadium was so empty, you could hear everything the coach was saying. It was kind of funny to hear Taylor Twellman, who's a former major soccer player himself. It was interesting to hear him say on ESPN that these players couldn't feign ignorance, like they hadn't heard their coach. How often any of us who ever played sports would pretend like the crowd was drowning out the coach when he or she was ripping us a new one? And so now there's no way that you can feign ignorance or pretend like you didn't hear what your coach had to say, because the entire world can hear what your coach just said.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And also Luis Robles, who was one of the goalies, it was interesting to hear him shouting out instructions to his guy. So on a corner kick, I don't know, many of you follow soccer. I love soccer. I grew up with soccer, not American football, when I was in high school and college. And so soccer is part of what I know from when I was real young. And on a corner kick, the goalies typically are responsible for putting everyone in position, all their defenders, because they have this good perspective from standing behind, not always behind everyone, but they're back there and they can kind of see how guys are lining up and they can see the angles. And so Robles is shouting out instructions and telling each of his players who to mark and where. And you can hear all of that. I mean, it's crazy. Of course, players who are on the field can generally hear what the goalies are saying if they're close enough. But, I mean, if this is what it's going to be like in the NFL, if this is what it's going to be like in Major League Baseball, they're going to be using a lot more hand signals, I'll tell you that much, because everybody can hear everything. I mean, it was really strange, eerie almost, but I thought interesting. Once you get used to it as much as you possibly can, it was kind of interesting to hear what they were saying to one another. Now, I don't know if they change things once they go back and they watch the broadcast and realize, whoa, everything I say. But I didn't mind it once I got used to it. I mean, it's never going to be a perfect fit, I don't think, for as someone who's watched sports for my entire life. But it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was interesting. So the MLS is Back tournament began on Wednesday night in Orlando. There are games scheduled for the next few days. It's World Cup style tournament. Still waiting to hear about the Nashville club because they did have a bit of an outbreak of the virus with their travel party. And we know Dallas has already pulled out of the tournament, but they're moving forward with games. It's been a bit of a mess, chaotic because of the delays with some of the various testing results and getting people there. But it better to have those issues now than to have them down the road, right? So you want to be as safe as possible early on to set a tone and to make sure everybody starts clean. And so soccer's back, and they're continuing in Orlando the next few days, I hope. Baseball, would you believe baseball is 2 weeks from Thursday night? 2 weeks from Thursday night. And of course, the NBA and the NHL are not that far behind. The NBA is scheduled to begin 3 weeks from Thursday night. Okay, so tack on an extra week past baseball. And then hockey is scheduled to start in early August, at least the calendar that we've seen. And so getting back to my point about going one day at a time, I feel like I'm still in that mode. Yes, the circumstances are different for our society around the country. But when it comes to sports, I can only go one day at a time. I'm actually, I found this to be the case. I'm bracing myself for bad news. I hope it doesn't come. I hope that everything that these leagues and teams and athletes are going through is enough. But after 4 months of what feels like nothing but bad news, and I know it's not that it's not completely bad news. I mean, we've done a bunch of shows where there's been some good news. And even personally, there's been plenty of good news in my life over the past 4 months. But I'm bracing myself for it in sports because it's been nothing but dominoes dropping and events canceled and postponements. And there was more of that on Wednesday. And so I'm trying to go one day at a time. We creep ever closer. This is more about the tortoise, not the hair. And we've known that for the course of these last few months, but even more so now as we get closer to the, I want to say finish line, but it's a finish line that also operates as a start line. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. I'd like to throw out that question for you, the one that I just answered. We have golf, and they will be in Ohio this weekend and next. In fact, the Memorial Tournament, which is Jack Nicklaus's tournament, a classic tournament, one of the ones that Tiger Woods is known for. What is he, won there like a dozen times? Close enough. And so there's golf. There's NASCAR. Great news from NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson has been cleared to race again. So he got the virus from his wife, not having any symptoms, which is great. And his kids, their kids, okay, didn't catch the virus from their mama. He's now twice been tested for the virus since that initial positive result, and both times have been negative, and that means he's cleared to race Sunday at Kentucky Speedway. So that's great. We've got golf. We've got NASCAR. We've now got MLS, and if I'm not mistaken, they have a triple header coming up on Sunday, but my gosh, these poor guys, they're probably losing 10 pounds of water weight every game. I mean, they're trying to play early and they're trying to play late. But for those of you who live in Florida or know what Florida's like in the summertime, yikes, the heat and the humidity. I mean, it's the humidity that can be so oppressive. So soccer, golf, NASCAR, soon baseball, I hope, soon the NBA and the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's ongoing discussions about football. So I want to throw the question out to you, and I don't care how you answer it. I welcome your opinions as long as they're respectful and that I don't want to see them if they're not. But how are you feeling about sports now? Wherever you are on the spectrum, you're ready to dive back in. You're cautiously optimistic. You're bracing for bad news like I am. It's funny, when I was younger, I used to be one of those sunshine and roses, so optimistic, everything's amazing, awesome, wonderful, my life is the best. Oh my gosh, then you get older and you realize that's not an accurate depiction of life. Life actually is really hard. It's a lot harder than I thought it was. Anyway, I no longer am that everything is rosy, optimistic person. Now I try to be a realist, but there are times when I know I brace for bad news. I don't want to be disappointed. That happens when you have some disappointments that, you know, that shape you along the way. But how are you feeling? Maybe you're full speed ahead. Maybe you're full stop. Whatever it is. How are you feeling about sports at this point? The night of July 8th or the morning of July 9th? P.S. We are mere hours away from the four-month mark. When the NBA suspended its season, when the NHL March Madness soon followed suit, spring training was called off. It'll be 4 months. 4 months this weekend. I don't even know how to wrap my brain around that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And if you did not check out my social media today, I hope that you will, because I left you a bit of a gift. Not a gif, a gift. They are two completely different things. Although I guess sometimes a gif can be a gift. But for no reason, just because. So check it out. It's on both my Twitter as well as pinned to the top of our Facebook page. It just felt like a good time to share. So you can check that out on your own time. But while you're there, please, how do you feel about sports right now? Early July, how do you feel about sports? If you think they're unnecessary, you found out that you don't even miss them that much. I don't miss the rat race. I haven't missed being attached to my TV. That part I haven't missed. But here we are in July when normally I'm not actually, I don't know the exact date. Dave, if you wanted to look this up for me real quick, what was the date that the All-Star game for Major League Baseball was supposed to take place? Because if I'm not mistaken, it's either this upcoming weekend that they would have been shutting down or the following weekend. It's right around my brother's birthday, which is July 14th. Actually, Peter Schwartz's birthday too. So I hope that he's with us coming up in the next few nights. Do you know the date that it was supposed to take place?
It should have been coming up very soon, Tuesday, July 14th.
That is my brother's birthday. Thank you, Dave. Dave in the control room, and Brian is working with us. Chris is taking a bit of a beach respite. I am jealous. I'm looking forward to a couple of beach days later in July. Just want you to know, it wasn't my choice to take more time off, but the boss is telling us we have to take days off in July and August, and I didn't want to miss the return of baseball or the disappointment of no return. So I'm taking off a couple of beach days coming up. Anyway, that's where Chris is. And so we would have been going into the baseball All-Star break. That's surreal, right? That's where we would have been. Games usually wrap up, what, Thursday, Friday before the All-Star break? Or maybe they play till Sunday. I don't know what the schedule would have been like. But we would have been at the unofficial midway point. It's actually way past the midway point in terms of games. But, I mean, that's what would have been going on. So things would have been quieter in sports anyway. But the anticipation building for football training camps, the excitement over, you know, a couple of the different golf majors and tennis majors. We probably would have just finished up Wimbledon, or we'd be finishing up Wimbledon this weekend, one or the other. And so sometimes when I stop and think, I realize it would have been a little slower right now anyway, but we've missed so much. And there's been so much bad news that I'm daring to hope, but I'm remaining cautious. As Adam Silver talked about on Tuesday, he's worried about a hole in the bubble, about the bubble bursting. Well, it can be loud and it can be scary, and I don't really want to be taken completely unawares if the bubble goes pop. So I'm staying watchful and hoping to be sure. How do you feel? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, how do you feel? Express yourself. On Twitter, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, check out the gift with the T that I left for you on social media. And our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Just a note, this is pretty exciting. Coming up top of next hour from Phoenix, former Raiders, longtime Raiders offensive lineman, Lincoln Kennedy will join us. And he's now part of the Raiders broadcast crew. But I wanted to talk to him about not just the Patrick Mahomes contract, because, of course, he works in the AFC West, same division, but also wanted to talk to him about some of these issues that football is facing right now. J.J. Watt, one of the latest to weigh in about the dilemmas and the negotiations that are taking place. And I don't mean the financial part, but I mean the part about preseason games and what training camps should look like and how important they are. So you'll hear from J.J. Watt coming up, but Lincoln Kennedy, top of the next hour here on CBS Sports Radio. Great to have you along with us. I was driving home from the grocery store on Wednesday evening, so just a few hours ago. I kid you not, on the side of the road, it's not like I live out in the middle of nowhere, but there's deer everywhere. I'm pretty sure deer and chipmunks are taking over the world. If you're wondering where the next world domination is going to come from, it's not China. It's going to be deer and chipmunks. Anyway, so there is this group of deer standing really close to the road. And this is a road where you can go 40 miles per hour. At least that's the speed limit. And in amongst this group of deer is a white albino buck. I don't know that I've ever seen an albino deer with antlers. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen an albino deer outside the zoo, but it was a young buck. He just had a small rack of horns, but it was, for a second there, you know, I did a double take because it looked like a unicorn. Dave, for a second there, I thought I saw a unicorn in New Jersey.
It's a definite possibility.
What else could happen in 2020? Amy saw a unicorn. Spread the rumor. But yeah, it was kind of cool. I mean, I of course did a double take even though I was driving down the road.
Told you everything I know.
I told you everything I know about the unicorn in my town in New Jersey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rodney Harrison is now a member of the media, but of course part of the Patriots, the earlier half of their dynasty, defensive back, and he had strong comments on Pro Football Talk roughly 2 weeks ago, so later in June. I understand there is a definite concern about safety and about keeping guys healthy. At the same time, I still believe it should be a personal decision. No doubt, the majority of NFL players who deal with risk on a very regular basis, like all the time, this is what they do from practices to games. They know one false step, one bone-crushing collision, and their careers could be over. At the very least, they could miss a lot of games and potentially lose their jobs. The average NFL career doesn't even last 3.5 seasons. Not for long, right? That's what people joke about NFL stands for. They want to play, they should be allowed to play if the NFL can come up with a way to do it safely, to, again, run through the testing protocols, put guidelines in place. I applaud the leagues for trying, at the very least. It may turn out that they try and it fails. The great news is that the majority, in fact, I don't know any professional athletes who've gotten it who have not recovered completely, or at the very least are back doing their jobs or talking about recovering from the virus within days. They are among the lowest risk, which is great. They've worked this hard to be in incredible shape. And while many of them do have some other health conditions that might put them at higher risk, they have a choice. The NFL, same as all the other leagues, is going to allow players to opt out of the entire 2020 season if that's what they want to do. And I think that is smart. It's not one size fits all. So as much as I understand Rodney's emotion, I wonder if he would feel the same if it was his season on the line. I'm quite confident that his former teammate Tom Brady is thrilled that the NFL is doing whatever it can to move forward. Brady's chomping at the bit, as are many other football players, not just about the paycheck, but about the people they support, about wanting to not lose a full season in their careers. But again, the option should be there. That's how Rodney feels. How do you feel?
I plead the fifth.
You don't have to, man. Your actions speak louder than words. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico can already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. We're going to get to your calls, but I promised you J.J. Watt. J.J., a guest on NFL Total Access. And he was talking about the idea of, now this is the idea of the Players Association, that they would have no preseason games. Right now, the NFL has cut the schedule in half and is wanting 2 preseason games of the 4 that we've come to know and completely not love. But J.J. Watt is kind of chewing over this idea of maybe there should be no games.
We're going to be going off of the doctors. If they think it's better for us to not have games and they think it's more beneficial for us as players to be practicing strength conditioning to get ourselves ready for week 1, then I'm all for that. When I look at the flip side of that coin, the thing I think about is undrafted free agents. I think about guys who are making the team in that 4th preseason game. I think about guys who made their break through preseason games and literally changed their life because they got that opportunity. So I feel for guys that may miss out on that opportunity to change their life if we miss out on preseason games. But at the same time, you have to weigh the health and safety aspects, whether that's traveling to another city to play a game, whether that's the actual effects of playing the game. So that's kind of what we're weighing right now as players, is you have those guys that you know really, really need those games and thrive on those games. And then you also have the health and safety aspect of everybody in the league that we want to make sure we protect.
J.J. Watt on NFL Total Access, and I appreciate that he looks at it from each side. What will the doctors say? If the doctors tell us, hey, you don't need to play the games right this second, you could continue to work out and give it a little more time, make sure that you go through the testing protocols, but it's better if you just wait until the season kicks off. Well, then he says they'll go with what the doctors recommend. I don't know about the NFL. I think the NFL is really interested in having a couple of preseason games. But if the Players Association fights back on that, this may be one way that the NFL can compromise. Now, in terms of the money, the NFL, they're already thinking ahead to the money they're going to lose, asking the players to potentially give up some money that they put in escrow to kind of cover their butts. So I hope we don't have another prolonged fight over money. I really hope that's not how it works out. The financial aspect, we'll see what happens next. But in terms of camps, they're supposed to open inside of 3 weeks. I mean, they're supposed to be on the field and opening, and I mean, now's the time for them to figure out, you know, what's best for the players, what's best for the franchises, how they keep their facilities clean, how they test, how they navigate camps, and whether or not they bother with preseason games. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, coming up, we'll get your calls, 855-212-4227. In addition, the decision by the Ivy League that has got many college football fans wondering what other dominoes might drop before their favorite sport would get back on the field. By the way, the FBS season is scheduled to kick off August 29th. So we're not quite there yet, but we're inside of 2 months before that full-blown schedule is supposed to hit the gridiron. And then top of the hour, Lincoln Kennedy, former Raiders offensive lineman, will join us from Phoenix, and we'll talk to him about the Mahomes deal as well as some of these issues that football players and the football community are facing. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Simple question, how are you feeling about sports right now, this very moment? How are you feeling about their return, about what we've got, about the safety, the health, that, you know, and what we might see on TV without fans? Whatever angle it is that you want to take, I would love to hear from you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
How are you feeling about sports at this moment right now? I don't really want you to call me up or find me on social media and tell me what people should do. We don't get to mandate what other people do. That's not how we live our lives. I don't tell other people how to live their lives. And I always laugh out loud when people on social media tell me how to live mine. I've just gotten used to it now at this point, whatever. But I don't take orders from social media, and neither should you. Please, of all the places where you should get advice, social media is not one of them. So don't call up or find me on social media and tell me about how we need to do this or we should be doing this or how this is wrong and that's terrible and this is a conspiracy and la, 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 la. I'm just asking you about your emotions. I'm asking you about how you're feeling about sports. Do you miss them? Do you not miss them? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you worried? But speaking of that, you know what I heard in the car on Wednesday? There was a news anchor who said something about the rate of COVID-19 depression. I had not heard that term before. I mean, obviously depression is a very real issue for the United States and really for the human race in 2020. And certainly with the year that we've had so far and the challenges, financial and familial and emotional and every other way, it's been such a challenging year physically too. Of course, there are more people who are battling their own minds and battling mental health, trying to find ways to stay hopeful. But depression is a very real struggle and a very real challenge in 2020, even without a pandemic. But I had never heard a news anchor or anyone else use the term COVID-19 depression. Now, I haven't been spending a whole lot of time watching or listening to the news because it's not good for my mental health. But I hadn't heard that term before. So I thought that was interesting. I wonder, you know, maybe looking back on this a year from now, a few years from now, if people will have stories of what this time meant in their lives. And I hope that there are positives. I hope that there are ultimately, you know, with it in the rearview mirror, that people will come back and say that was good for me and my family. It was good time in my life for me to reevaluate and to restack my priorities. I know those things are exercises that I have done personally. So how are you feeling about sports? And I think for me, it's just about one day at a time still. One day at a time. I just can't get any farther down the road than that. I got to stay home. I got to stay where I am. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So on Twitter or on Facebook. And if you're on Twitter, of course, we can retweet After Hours CBS. That's Brian, who's manning our social media. And then on our Facebook page, I know many of you go and you read the comments of other people. We've got a whole After Hours community on Facebook. So that's cool. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Alan is listening in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Thank you very much for taking my call. It was very easy, very eager to talk to you.
I'm the hardest
of the hardcore fans, you know, since my children have grown up and they're standing on their own 2 feet. I go to roughly 50 baseball games a year, mm-hmm. 30 basketball games a year, and most of the Buffalo Bills games a year. Buffalo's only an hour and a half away from me, so I'm going to most of them whenever the opportunity presents itself. I don't miss anything one bit. I walk 2 hours daily, and I'm in the pool 2 hours daily. My brother just got a membership at a golf club, so the odd time I go golfing.
Ah, fun.
Mm-hmm. So it's, if I'm one of the hardest core fans, you know, I'm not telling anybody to feel what I am. I'm just telling you my own personal feeling. And since they canceled the Olympics creates gazillions of dollars for the IOC. And mm-hmm. I thought that if the Olympics can be canceled, these other four major sports, can and should be canceled. Wealth over health. That's what they're doing. They're not putting health, they're not putting health over wealth. Which
what if it's possible to do both? Because it's not just about wealth, Ellen. As I've said many times, there are a lot of average, you know, Joe and Junes out there whose livelihoods depend on the sports industry, including thousands of broadcasters that I know who are out of work. So that's just my perspective, but there are a lot of people whose livelihoods depend on the sports industry that are not millionaire athletes or owners. So what if it is possible to do both? What if it's possible? So far in golf, we haven't seen a major outbreak, and I know that's a sport that, you know, it lends itself more easily to distance. NASCAR, we've had a couple of cases, but those guys have removed themselves, and I mean, they work in teams and they're following the rules. We've had women's soccer now for a couple of weeks. MLS just returned. That's definitely a contact sport. So what if it's possible to do both?
It's going to be very difficult for the players. How can they stay in a bubble? You know, these are guys, young guys, and they can't go downtown. They can't have a drink. They can't socialize with anybody. They have to be in a bubble, and it's going to be very difficult for them. But somehow the owners don't care. They just say, well, you know, we need our, instead of like baseball, instead of losing $2 billion a year, they're going to be losing $1 billion a year. Don't forget, no fans on the stands.
Players can opt out, Alan. Players who don't want to be there can opt out.
And they should opt out, as far as I'm concerned. That's just my opinion. They should
opt out. All right, but your point is you're talking about how the owners are making them. Nobody's making anyone do anything. I mean, the players can opt out with no reason whatsoever. They don't even need to have a reason related to the virus. It doesn't need to be high risk. It has nothing. They can just opt out because they don't feel like playing. I mean, they can opt out for whatever reason that they want. And so if that's the case, and you believe that the majority of them don't actually want to be there, then how come we aren't seeing more people opt out?
the players, that's their livelihood. And they, you know, a lot of these players, how many Mike Trouts do you get or Bryce Harpers do you get? Most of these players, they're just earning just above minimum salary and they're just trying to establish themselves.
Well, isn't that like the rest of us, though? I mean, I can't go more than one pay cycle without getting a check. I don't have the money to be able to pay my bills without working. And so I would say that's the majority of, I mean, that's pretty much the entire globe right now. In some form or another, we're all putting ourselves at risk to work. I mean, anybody who works outside the home, especially people who are dealing with other people on a regular basis, we're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, these little people like you, you're not just so little, but I mean, these people like you, and I'm rooting for you more than anything else for the games to come back. But whether I'm going to watch them or not, that's my own personal feeling. I'm not going to watch them because no fans in the stands. And if there's going to be a championship, it's going to have a big asterisk. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to have a big asterisk. So I'm not that enthused anymore, even though I am the hardest of the hardcore fans. I'm just not as enthused as I used to be.
Okay, so when fans come back, do you think you'll regain your enthusiasm?
Possibly, possibly not. I'll worry about that down the road. Nobody knows what the future has in store. But, I guess, I'll probably go to a few games, but not as many as I did right now. I'm getting older now, and it's more difficult. But I'll go to some games because I love the action. I love the camaraderie and the fans are going crazy and things like that.
All right. Well, I hope that you have an opportunity to go back again, too, because I know that you love it. Thank you, Alan. It's good to talk to you.
Always great to talk to you, too, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I knew to ask a wide open question like this would definitely get a variety of answers. And already you're blowing up our Facebook page, which is good. I mean, I'm glad. I want to hear from you. I just don't think we should be telling everybody else how to live their lives. So the fact is that if athletes don't want to play for whatever reason, it doesn't have anything to do with the virus. In fact, guys can opt out because of social injustice and wanting to boycott, right? And they're still in the same boat in 2020. So for whatever reason, guys don't want to participate, or gals. I mean, WNBA, the NWSL, they're in the same exact situation. They can also decide not to play. I think the majority of athletes are itching to get back. Every athlete that I've spoken to at this point is itching to return to do what he or she loves. And while there are extra guidelines, there are extra worries that are not normally associated with what you do. Again, that's whether they play a sport or not. I mean, whether they are out there competing or not, every person on this planet right now is affected in some way or another, where there are extra concerns and worries that we didn't have 5 months ago, or, well, China did, but we didn't have a year ago. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, on Facebook and on Twitter, After Hours CBS. And I think one thing that I find really interesting is that many of you say that you didn't realize you wouldn't miss them the way that it's turned out, right? So you thought that life would be terrible without sports, but it's not as bad as you thought, which I think is cool, because we can stay active ourselves. We can find other things to do with our time. I mean, heck, I did a 2,000-piece puzzle on my own over the course of, I think it was 5 weeks, about 30 hours. I only did it on weekends, and I would never would have had time to do that during the springtime, but it was a blessing for me. It was a good escape. I really enjoyed it. I've read some great books. I don't think I've slept more, because that's not really my lifestyle, but I've been able to move and set up a new house, and I've spent a lot of time doting on my dog. I mean, when I get out of the house and I take a ride, whether it's to go to the store or whether it's to, to do, run errands, I take my time. I mean, I found that there are things that I can easily find to fill the void that was left by what is usually a crazy spring full of sports. So Larry says that on Facebook, after spending the last almost 4 months without them, I couldn't care less at this point. There are other things to keep me occupied. Now, I do hope that some of you who feel that way now will find that they suck you back in. But if that's the case and you're not really as big a sports fan or a fanatic as you thought, then great. Willie says, I can wait. Give me NBA on Christmas Day. Daniel says, I think cornhole has a chance to be great. I'm not of that opinion. Sean says, love them all. I agree with one day at a time, but I believe all should call it quits for the year and hopefully start fresh when their seasons would normally start. I mean, that's asking a lot for the NFL to completely cancel an entire year and not get back to games until September of 21. I mean, they're not going to push to the spring. In fact, they're resisting college football pushing to the spring. Let's see. Todd says, want a full meal deal on hockey, baseball, golf, and racing. Don't give up. I love that. Don't give up. Let's see. Lorenzo, at best, fans won't be allowed to attend games this fall. I hope I'm wrong. Yeah, see, at this point, I don't even care about the fan attendance. I mean, I would like it for those of you who go. I don't normally go to a lot of games per year, some here and there. But I would take any type of sports at this point on the team level. After watching the MLS game on Wednesday evening, I was actually fascinated. It's weird. I'm not going to tell you it isn't. It's like NASCAR with no fans and how eerily quiet it is when they get done with the race and they've got the interview standing there at the start finish line on the front stretch. I mean, it's just odd, but it's not terrible. Connie says, counting the days for the NBA to start. Go Mavs. And Jason says on Facebook, excited for hockey. I think the NHL was smart to move to Canada for the games. All right, coming up next, Lincoln Kennedy, longtime Raiders offensive lineman.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.